Thank you, Per, for joining us today. I would like to start with the first question. What is industrial collaboration for you and for your institute, and what are the different models that you experienced?
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Inespin, for the opportunity to present our experience and our views on industrial collaboration. So actually, I'm a material scientist, and I'm working on IT Technological Center for now more than 10 years. I'm the scientific manager of the entity, and we are a research organization very close to the industry. So for us, industrial collaboration is a must, because we are a research center that our focus is to give services to the company. So that means that we bring the research and innovations that are being developed in many different sectors, from materials, processes, and so on, to the industry. So our position in our institute, we are like sometimes we define ourselves as a bridge between academia and universities and industries. So that means that we bring to the market the solutions and innovations. So we are working in different models. So how we bring these results or these processes to the market. So we have different models that we are experiencing. Licensing, it's one of them, our development. So when we find something exploitable, results that are very beneficial for the industry, so we can license them. We can develop, of course, when the industry has some needs, especially on materials or processes, they come to us with their requirements. So we develop them together. So then sharing the costs and the risks and so on. And sometimes also developing with other organizations, of course, in the framework of European or collaborative projects, and many different services, so consulting, technological services, and so on. So we have a broad experience, and we are quite flexible, and we are adaptable to the needs of the industry. So that means that when a company comes to us with some requirements, we can give a portfolio of services or products or developments that we can offer to them. So in that sense, we are quite flexible, and we believe that it's really needed, because when a company comes to us or they have a need, they really want the solution. And normally they want the solution right now, not in the future. And that's also one of the issues or the barriers that sometimes have the innovation, because research and innovation always have some risks, and they need some time to develop. And companies not always are expecting to have this time. So they always want a solution, and they want it right now. So, and not always is the case. So we would like to have all the solutions for everyone, but it's not that. But anyhow, we can collaborate with them, and we can give solutions to them.
Could you tell us about the challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, the challenges that when discussing or when collaborating directly with industry, there are many different challenges. The first one could be the language. Probably when you are talking to industry, especially when you are coming from academia or university, you can see during the first approach or the first meetings that probably you are in different languages, because they are talking about different issues and so on. So this is always a first challenge, just to be in the position of the company, what they need, and then what you can offer. And this is the first point. So you have to think from the point of view of the company, and that's not always easy. For our institution, it's okay. This is something that we have gained experience in the past, because we are very close to the industry, as I mentioned. But from a university point of view, this is not always the case. So that could be the first challenge. After that, technological challenges are barriers. Sometimes companies would like to have solutions that are not feasible at this stage or are not cost competitive, or they need a lot of investment in time and resources that it makes no, the viability is not the case. So how you overcome them? So first of all, you have to understand what the company needs or what the industry needs, and sometimes you have to educate them also in what they need, because they sometimes would like to have top expectations, top performances for the materials, and sometimes they do not even need that. So you cannot need top material. You can do the same with a lower material, and then it would be easier to process, easier to obtain. So probably they are things much viable to what they need, because industry is focused most of the time in production, and they have or they read or they get notices from some news of materials that I top performance or that could be usable for them, and maybe they don't need. So the first point is to understand what they need, and then just to make proposals to them and adapt to their requirements. So I think that everything at the end goes to understand and be in the position of the company, and then give the solution, of course. And they are technological barriers that needs time and investments, but this is something that it's inherent to innovation or research.
Would you encourage industrial companies to collaborate more with academic structures? And what would be your advice?
Yeah, definitely. I think that that industry needs more the academia and the other way around. So I would say that probably it's a double exercise, that companies goes to the academia just to find solutions to the problems, but also it's the other way around. So I would encourage also the academia to be more in close contact to the industry needs, because there is a lot of research and innovations that are being developed in the academia, in universities or research organizations, that they don't have a real application, or the potential application is far away from the needs of the company. So that means that there is a lot of investment. Okay, basic research is needed, of course, and this is the basis for the future and the innovations. But more and more, I think that the research has to be applied, or at least with a target market or target application. And that's only is achieved when there is a close collaboration, which is not easy in some of the cases, because the timing, the way of working of universities and companies are much different. So when you talk with a company and they are willing to develop a project or a product, they are thinking in months or weeks to have the results. And when you go to university, you are thinking in years. So this is the first point. So, but more and more, they are structures that are putting together these two different worlds that are complementary, and that they need to interact more and more. And research organizations like us that are somewhere in the middle, so we are acting as bridges, so we can collaborate with both. With both sectors, academia and applied research and companies, and I think it's the way to do so. But of course, coming back to the question, I would definitely encourage industrial companies to collaborate with academia.
Thank you. And the last question is, you were introduced to a large corporation thanks to InnoSpin. Tell us, how did it go?
Yeah, actually, we had the opportunity to collaborate with InnoSpin. So we I think we know the company from news or from social networks or web page or some other colleagues. So and we got the opportunity to be involved in a project. So it was a requirement from the company that it was dealing with some needs that we have experience with. So we got in contact with the company thanks to InnoSpin, and our experience was very satisfactory. So we had the opportunity to present our expertise, our equipment, and so on. And this was more or less aligned what the large corporation needed by that time. So we started discussing with them, and it was very fruitful. So and finally, we got the opportunity to sign a short, medium collaboration project with them. So we started already doing some work, and the first results just came out recently, and they are very positive. So we have started already another project with them. So this is very good, because with this introduction or collaboration with InnoSpin, we were able to get in contact to the right person in the company. So which is not always easy in the case of large companies. So we can it's very difficult to have the contact with the right person, with the right needs and what they need. So if it match with your expertise, so it's always difficult, especially with large corporations, if you don't have a collaboration beforehand. So in that sense, our experience with InnoSpin was very positive. So we are very satisfied with that. And with the collaboration with the large company, it's very good, as I mentioned. So we started a collaboration with them, and we hope that we will continue that, because it's very good. And then now we have the contact with them, and we already started another project that it's not related to the first one that we were contacted. But then, of course, you can discuss, you can present with the right people, with the right departments, and this is our experience with that. So for us, it's very good.
Thank you for your time today. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.